Skills 2C. Exercise 2, page 26.
Bizarre coincidences. Have you ever received a call from a friend at the exact moment you were thinking about them? How about turning up at a party and realizing you have chosen to wear the same outfit as somebody else? We've all experienced these amazing little coincidences at one time or another. What do you think causes a coincidence? Is it just a matter of numbers, as mathematicians say? Or is there an unexplained force at work in the universe? Let's take a look at some coincidences, and you can decide what the answer is.
1. Mark Twain, a great American author, was born on the 30th of November, 1835, and died on the 21st of April, 1910. What is so coincidental about his life is that when he was born, Halley's Comet was passing Earth, and when he died, it was passing again. As Halley's Comet only passes Earth every 75 to 80 years, this is very bizarre. What makes Mark Twain's story even stranger is that he predicted his own death, saying, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." He was right. 2. James Dean, an American movie star, died in a car accident while driving his Porsche in 1955. Exactly 1 week before the accident, he met the great British actor Alec Guinness outside a restaurant. Dean asked him to look at his new car. When he saw it, Guinness had a strange feeling and said, "Please don't drive that car, because if you do, you will be dead by this time next week." After the crash, the insurance company sold engine parts from the wrecked car as spare parts to other drivers. Many people claim that the cars that these parts went into have all crashed. Then in 1960, the car itself mysteriously disappeared. 3. An actor called John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, on the 14th of April, 1865. The president died the next day. Strangely enough, only a few months before the assassination, Booth's brother Edwin saved Lincoln's son Robert from falling in front of an oncoming train. Robert Todd Lincoln was at a busy train station when the crowd suddenly pushed him forward towards the train tracks. It was Edwin Booth who caught him, saving him from certain death. President Lincoln even sent Edwin a thank you letter for his brave act.